violating ceasefires. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A Ukrainian official saying Russian shelling still occurring in Mariupol despite ceasefires, thereby leaving civilians unable to evacuate the town.
They have fallen apart twice now. The way these ceasefires fall apart is that whenever there is a ceasefire, both sides will take an opportunity to reposition and resupply. So if that is your enemy, you see your enemy repositioning or getting something that may give them the advantage that they're going to use to try to kill you, well, then you start firing again.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv, Ukraine. The United Nations estimating over 1.5 million refugees from Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling CBS News' Face the Nation Sunday that members of NATO have a green light to send fighter jets to help Ukraine against the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky asking Congress Saturday for fighter jets and other lethal weapons. The U.S. possibly striking a deal with Poland regarding aircraft.
Poland is a NATO country, and Vladimir Putin could very well make the argument. He doesn't even really need to make an argument. What am I talking about? He just needs to decide for himself that this is some sort of act of war, tiptoeing into the war. And the Ukrainian people have said themselves, look, there's only so much you can do to delay the inevitable. You're going to get dragged in. This could be an initial step.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. The average price of gas now above $4 per gallon in the U.S., the first time since 2008. Oil at its highest in 13 years Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken not ruling out a ban on Russian oil imports. Authorities saying the tornado that ripped through central Iowa Saturday killed 7 people, including 2 children under the age of 5. Vice President Harris in Selma, Alabama Sunday speaking at a memorial for the 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The latest on the arrest of WNBA star Brittany Griner in Russia.
This high-profile American is now in Russian custody while Russia continues its war on Ukraine. Russia's Customs Service released edited security video of what appears to be Brittany Griner getting screened at the airport. If Griner is found guilty on drug charges, she could spend up to a decade in a Russian prison. The State Department is aware of Griner's situation. WNBA says they fully support Griner and their main priority is her swift and safe return to the U.S.
Fox's Christina Coleman. SpaceX launching more internet satellites.
SpaceX will launch another round of satellites into orbit this coming week as part of the company's net of tiny satellites delivering affordable orbit-based internet service around the planet. It's called Starlink. The company launched another batch just last week. It was designed to make internet available even in underdeveloping countries and free from government interference that could prevent communication during political crises. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, just rushed equipment to Ukraine to allow that country and its citizens access to the world in the case Russian attackers damage or destroy the existing telecommunication infrastructure. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A large spider introduced from overseas might settle down in the east coast of the U.S. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
The Jaro spider, about 3 inches long with some yellow, blue, and red markings. They spin huge webs seen blanketing some neighborhoods in northeast Georgia. They're an invasive species, and now researchers at the University of Georgia have published a study in the journal Physiological Entomology that says these creeps are able to withstand colder climates, so they're expected to spread in the U.S.
The Jaro spider originated in Asia and is usually harmless to humans. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.